This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 18th. God's word to you today is a flame. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verse 38, and it says, "Immediately the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven." This season, the fire of God will flash from heaven into your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. It will. The fire will come. Genesis 22 verse 7 says, "Isaac turned to Abraham and said, 'Father.' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'We have the fire and the wood,' the boy said. 'But where is the sheep for the burnt offering?'" The key thing here is they had the fire. Usually you provide your fire when you want to offer a burnt offering to God. But in the case of Elijah, God provided the fire himself. In this season, concerning your situation, God will provide the fire himself. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. 1 Kings 18 verse 38 says, "Immediately the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven." As you call upon God, He will respond to you immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. God works with us instantly, silently, and completely. The fire will be instant. Up until this season, a lot of us have had delays. If you will receive it today, God is saying to you, "No more delays, my child." Amen. 1 Kings 18 verse 38 says, "Immediately the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven and burnt up the young bull, the wood, the stones, and the dust. It even licked up all the water in the trench." Note that not only the sacrifice was consumed, the altar and everything around it were also consumed. Do you know why? The entire altar and everything on it was received by heaven as a sacrifice. Usually, the fire consumes the sacrifice alone. Please read 2 Chronicles 7 verse 1 and Leviticus 9 verse 24. But in this case, everything was sacrificial. The stones were sacrificial. In our case, lively stones. The wood was sacrificial. The water was scarce. It was sacrificial. The bull was sacrificial. Everything on the altar, including the altar itself, was a sacrifice. This season, everything we put before God sacrificially will be consumed by fire from heaven, the fire of God. Is that a good prayer? Absolutely. Don't you want the fire of God to consume you? For some of us, our sacrifices would be financial. As you place it on the altar of God, His fire will consume it and receive it. But guess what? The fire is not going to consume the sacrifice alone. It will come into your life, into your family, and into your business. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can know what God has in store. So open up heaven, open it wide, over your church and over our lives, Holy Spirit, rain down.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.